NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. Here is John Masterman.
President Nixon has reached Europe. We'll have a live report from Ray Shearer, NBC News in Brussels. West Germany announced today it would call off plans to elect its next president in Berlin if the East Germans offered major concessions in return. The East Germans had said they'd open the Berlin Wall for reunions of West and East Berliners during Easter if the election were shifted to another city. But West German Chancellor Kiesinger told the Soviet ambassador in their second meeting in 2 days that a more lasting agreement is wanted to improve East-West relations in Berlin. South Vietnamese diplomats in Paris said today Vice President Ky will return there from Saigon in time to confer with President Nixon. The chief American negotiator at the peace talks, Henry Cabot Lodge, studied reports today on the latest communist push in Vietnam, an assault some military officials in Saigon said they believe opened the long-expected communist offensive. More than 125 cities, towns, and military bases were hit by rocket and mortar fire. At 20 or so points, infantry attacks followed the shelling. Estimates were that 1,000 communist soldiers and about 100 Americans and 100 South Vietnamese troops died in the new fighting. More news after this for Ford.
When you have a sale, talk quietly and tell it like it is. Now the going thing tells it like it is.
The Galaxy 500 is a great sale car. It's got a lot of options that you can get at a very low price, and one of them is the vinyl interior, and it's just beautiful.
Even though it's so opulent and luxurious and large, it's extremely easy to park, which I just love.
It's a great-looking car already, but you can even make it look better with all these fun extras.
Galaxy 500s, a lot of people think that they're kind of the car that your dad and your mom might want to buy, but it can be a really groovy car. You can put white sidewalls on it and wheel covers and body molding.
It's like getting not something for nothing, but something for a little less.
Once again, John Masterman.
Two specialists have been called in to consult with doctors treating former President Eisenhower at Walter Reed Army Hospital in Washington. General Eisenhower's condition is reported essentially unchanged since he last night developed signs of an acute intestinal obstruction. So far, doctors have not said whether surgery will be necessary. In Kansas City, former President Truman remains in a hospital recovering from intestinal flu. He's also being given a routine physical examination. The former ruler of Saudi Arabia, King Saud, died today at his home outside Athens. He was 67 years old. Now, the report on President Nixon's arrival. Here's Ray Shearer, NBC News, at the Brussels airport.
President Nixon has just come down the ladder of the plane. I'm standing there all smiles. King is introducing him to his various members of the court. The Grand Marshal of the court, the Master of Ceremonies of the court, an ambassador who's been assigned to Mr. Nixon, the Belgian chief of protocol, and other people. Mr. Nixon is just about to introduce members of his party. Very radiant, brightly lighted by floodlights. They are now walking up to a platform, standing there with the king. A huge roar from the crowd. You can perhaps hear. Band at the ready. King, very young, very tall. About the same height. There is the anthem. President Nixon has arrived here in Brussels. Ray Shearer, NBC News, at the Brussels airport.
More in a moment.
Falcon is America's all-time economy champ, the roomiest compact in the world, and offers more option opportunities than any other compact. And right now, you can get a Falcon specially equipped with Ford's most popular options at a special low package price. That's because your Ford dealer's having a pop option sale. And on Falcon, the pop options include racing stripe, two-tone roof, wheel covers, carpets, and more. So what else can I say except see your Ford dealer?
You could say colossal, stupendous, terrific.
Yeah, I could, but...
A military spokesman in Jordan says 7 Israeli jets bombed an area in southern Jordan today. He said the Israeli plane struck after 4 Israeli military half-tracks crossed the ceasefire line in the Gaharan Dal area south of the Dead Sea. The spokesman in Amman said 2 Jordanian soldiers were wounded in the attack. Earlier, Israel declared its intention to strike back in retaliation against Arab guerrilla attacks. Israeli Foreign Minister Abba Ibon told the cabinet Israel would resort to active self-defense. In London, an Arab demonstration outside the Israeli embassy turned to chaos today when kerosene ignited as some protesters attempted to burn an Israeli flag. A policeman and at least two demonstrators were hurt. Once again, the hour's top story, President Nixon has reached Brussels. John Masterman, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour when Ford brings you NBC Monitor News. Roger Williams with Gentle on My Mind on Monitor.
I was driving through sometime around 3 o'clock at night. I had fallen asleep and all of a sudden waking up and seeing myself in the left lane and seeing a semi-tractor trailer coming straight at me. I don't know what woke me up. Maybe it was the...
When you're tired, don't drive. When you're rested, but the monotony of driving makes you drowsy, pull over, take a break, and take two for the road. Two no-dose action aids. They've got the strongest stimulant you can buy without a prescription, yet they're not habit-forming. No-dose action aids. No car should be without them.
Morgan for Monitor on February 23rd. As you've heard on Monitor and on the news, President Nixon has arrived in Brussels, Belgium, and we'll hear more about that later this half hour. Here's new music, The Vogues, with The Sun Shines Out of Your Shoes. Listen and learn.
If I could have anyone in the world, you'd be the one I would choose. You can make everything feel so fine. The sun shines out of your shoes. Show me the way, I'll be following you. I know I couldn't refuse. When you're around, every day is fine. Cause the sun shines out of your shoes.
I believe if you thought about me,
love. Good things in life to me, and the sun shines out of your shoes.
Next, On the Line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Dateline, Dayton, Ohio, February 27, 1920. Major R.W. Schroeder set a new altitude record today of 33,113 feet. His biplane, powered with a 400-horsepower Liberty engine, is the Army's first airplane designed to penetrate the unknown of extreme altitudes. That story sent a shiver of excitement through this country in 1920. I'll be back with a somewhat more shivery adventure due to begin on February 28, 1969. But first, here's something to remember from Mutual of Omaha.
What do you do when your pay ain't there? Where do you go in the open air? There's gotta be a way to protect it all. Gotta be a place if the snow should fall.
All of us depend on our paychecks, don't we? But what would happen if your paycheck stopped coming in? Would it mean giving up all you've worked to build? Not if you have paycheck protection from Mutual of Omaha. If sickness or accident keeps you from working, Mutual of Omaha can send you an emergency paycheck every month to call him today.
Returning from what was then considered outer space on February 27, 1920, Army Air Corps pilot Major Schroeder said, "The cold, thin air is one's greatest adversary. At 20,000 feet, while still climbing in large circles, it was wonderful to see the very clear blue sky with the clouds thousands of feet below. As I went higher, frost formed on my goggles, and I had to remove my glove to put the warm palm of my hand on the glass to thaw the frost. Near 29,000 feet, the thermometer showed 32 degrees below zero centigrade." People of that time said, "By golly, that's the limit. Let's have no more of that." Well, a congressman who was opposed to having the government put up another cent for the development of America's supersonic airliner, which will fly twice as high as Major Schroeder and 18 times faster, was quoted not long ago as saying, "I don't want to go any place at 1,800 miles an hour. All I want to do is fly at 600 miles an hour, like the good Lord intended." A recent Harris poll showed that almost half of those questioned were opposed to Project Apollo. Harris quoted one of those questioned as stating, "God never intended us to go into space." Probably was a flat earth believer. I attended a briefing the other day on what Apollo 9 is expected to accomplish during its 10 days in Earth orbit, 115 miles out there. It must take the wraps off the lunar module, in which the first men will ride down to the lunar surface, perhaps this summer. Apollo 9's lunar module will undergo its first manned test. It will be cut loose in space with two astronauts aboard, drift a little more than 100 miles from the command module, which will be under the control of the third astronaut on the mission, and then the two must get back together again. Sounds simple, but it's the most hair-raising and complex mission attempted so far in the space age. If there's no rendezvous, the two astronauts in the lunar module die in space when their oxygen runs out, and the hope of a lunar landing will be shattered for months or even years to come. But presuming that all goes well, as we pray, the two men will climb back into the command module, the lunar module will then be kicked loose, and everybody will go to sleep, having put in an 18-hour day with no overtime. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now let's hear from Mutual of Omaha.
What do you do when your pay ain't there? Where do you go in the open air? There's gotta be a way to protect it all. Gotta be a place if the snow should fall.
We all depend on our paychecks, but what if your paycheck stops? If you have paycheck protection from Mutual of Omaha, we can send you a paycheck every month if you're sick and out of work, up to $1,000 a month. Count on Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
On the Line with Bob Considine will be heard again later today, presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha. You're on the Monitor Beacon. President Richard Nixon is in Brussels, Belgium, the first American president to visit that country since 1919. NBC News correspondent Ray Scherer reports on the arrival ceremonies.
It was a brilliant arrival. President Nixon looked relaxed and confident as he came down the ladder of the plane, walked into a red-carpeted platform, and shook hands with King Baudouin of Belgium. After a number of introductions, they reviewed a very trim honor guard. They walked down a long red carpet, and at the moment we've just watched them enter a tent where the king and the president and their parties are being introduced to a number of dignitaries, Mr. Manlio Brosio, the Secretary General of NATO, Mr. Gaston Eiskens, the Prime Minister of Belgium, Mr. Pierre Harmel, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and various other dignitaries. In his remarks, the king said, "May your journey provide an opportunity for finding the peace which the nations have been looking for and which the peace of mankind depends." Mr. Nixon noted that he was the first American president to be here since Woodrow Wilson in 1919. He spoke of Mr. Wilson's search for peace to the United Nations. He said Wilson's great dream collapsed, the League failed, as the people of Belgium know all too tragically. Then picking up the peace theme, Mr. Nixon said, "The search for that peace is what brings me now to Europe, to begin the process of consulting with America's allies and gathering their judgment. It seems altogether appropriate," he said, "that the first stop on such a trip should be in Belgium, for no nation has experienced so pointedly the penalties of an aggressive nationalism untempered by a sense of cooperation or obligation to its neighbors. But Belgium maintained," Mr. Nixon said in his 4.5-minute speech, "despite the tragic events of 1914 and 1940, its remarkable spirit, and rebounded from each ordeal with the vigor and resilience of what Your Majesty now referred to as a free and ancient land." In closing his remarks, Mr. Nixon said, "Your Majesty, as I stand here, I feel I stand on hallowed ground. Twice in 50 years, your country has been devastated by war. It is fitting that the new search for peace begins here, the fact that we stand on this soil." In about 10 minutes, the king, the president, will ride up town. Well, there will be what is called a working session at the Royal Palace in Brussels. Attending, the President, Secretary of State Rogers, Prime Minister, and the Minister of Foreign Affairs. Mr. Nixon is here. He is off to a good beginning. Ray Scherer, NBC News at the Brussels Airport, Belgium.
More reports on the President's trip later. A Monitor tip for drivers: never pass on a curve. And if you can avoid it, never let anybody pass you on a curve. Most drivers don't maintain a stable line through a curve, but tend to drift one way or the other. Wait for a straightaway. Here's some good advice from State Farm.
"Hi, I'm Don Adams. The other day, I was trapped in the most dangerous place on earth, the downtown freeway. Some of the drivers there put notches on their steering wheels for the cars they knock off. At one end of the freeway, there's a scoreboard. Sports cars are 3 points. Big cars are 5 points. And if you hit a bus, you get 10, and the scoreboard fires rockets. Well, I promised myself that if I ever got off that road alive, I'd do two things. First, I'd never drive on it again. Second, I'd get car insurance from State Farm Mutual, the world's biggest, because they're famous for lightning-fast claim service. And because State Farm has 3,917 claim representatives. If it weren't for that freeway, they'd probably only need three. Would you believe four?
For your car, your home, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
A new one by Vic Dana. You are my destiny.
Trend Magazine has just named the 1969 Plymouth Roadrunner as Car of the Year. Listen to just a few of the reasons. Power from a standard 383 cubic inch, 335 horsepower wedge V8 engine. Smooth, fast shifts with a standard floor-mounted Hurst four-speed gearbox. Fantastic handling from Red Streak wide tread tires and a heavy-duty suspension, both standard. And, of course, a...
meep, meep.
Horn, just to let people know what's past. These are a few of the features that are standard on the great Roadrunner, and a few of the reasons Motor Trend chose the bird as its Car of the Year. There's only one place to catch the Car of the Year, at your Plymouth dealer.
Herb Alpert and Slick. In western Kentucky and southern Illinois, your station is WDXR Paducah. Wherever you're listening, stay with us. There's more. Morgan for Monitor.
This is Roscoe. Now is the name of the show. Hugo Montenegro is the name of the guest. Just one of the now people you'll meet next week on NBC Radio. Thank you.
Pat Williams and Little Green Apples on monitor. That was Barbara Streisand's latest Frank Mills. I'm Morgan for Monitor. Here's Garagiola for sports.
It's tough to believe that this summer will mark 50 years since the heavyweight championship of the world passed from Jess Willard to the immortal Jack Dempsey. It's even tougher to believe when you sit down and talk to Mr. Dempsey. I suppose that technically I could be called a reporter or a commentator. But when it comes to a man like Jack Dempsey, forget it. The word to describe me is fan. Not long ago, Jess Willard passed on, and at a banquet recently in New York, we talked about that fight. I mentioned that we were at a banquet because you'll hear an organ playing in the background. And I might mention it's one of the few sports banquets this winter where the organ music wasn't supplied by Denny McLean. But getting back to the Dempsey-Willard fight, I asked Jack Dempsey what he weighed that day in Toledo.
Well, they give my weight at 188, but I actually weighed 180.
That's unbelievable that you were that light.
Well, on account of that, the Willard was so big, the people thought they may stop the fight. They wouldn't let the fight go on, so they put me at 188. But I actually weighed 180 pounds.
Willard, tell me about Mr. Willard.
Well, Willard was a big, tough, strong fellow, but he hadn't fought in 3-4 years. And the result, he was out of shape. And in order to be a good fighter, a good champion, or to sue the oil, you must be active. You can train all your life, and that doesn't mean nothing. You must actually fight. And he'd been out so long, and he had so much confidence. As a matter of fact, there was no fight to it. He was slow and awkward at that time, and it was a very, very easy fight for me.
Jack Dempsey was involved in no less than 5 fights where the gate receipts totaled more than $1 million. And I asked him if he thought we'd ever see million-dollar gates again.
No, unfortunately, I'm afraid not, because the fight game deteriorated so much that there... Today, if you're athletic inclined, you win to football, baseball, hockey, and stuff like that, where there's a lot more money. And then on account of the small clubs being inactive, there's no chance for a man to develop anymore like we had in the old days. And on top of that, we haven't got the exposure and the publicity writers and good the sports writers we had when I was boxing. On top of that, we had a great man named Tex Rickard. Rickard was a man who people had confidence in, and in order to fight for the title, you had to fight everybody else before you had to lick everyone, before you got a chance for the title, and that's what made the fight game so good. Those days will never come back.
You fought so often. You keep referring to that. That's important.
Well, that's important. If you, regardless of how much you train, the more you train, the worse you get. You must have actual competition.
It's not only what I meant, not only for the individual fighter, but for the game itself.
That is correct. That's right.
Later today on Monitor, more from the immortal Jack Dempsey. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this from the Associates. You know, if you're already wondering how you're going to pay your income taxes, I have just two words to say to you. Associates Finance. They're nice people with money to loan you. For taxes, for car repairs, for medical expenses or dental expenses, for any good purpose. Chances are, there's an Associates Finance office near you. It's in the yellow pages. Associates. Nice people with money to loan you.
Engelbert Humperdinck, the way it used to be.
Lonely table just for one. In a bright and crowded room. While the music has been, she will always remember the way it used to be. Friends stop by and say hello. And I laugh and hide the pain. It's quite easy to let go. Then the song begins again. So play the song the way it used to be.
All this weekend, Monitor has been asking the man in the street to comment on President Nixon's trip to Europe, and we've asked the woman, too. Here's how it went with our reporter in Dallas.
President Nixon has been in office only 5 weeks, and he's already off to European capitals. Do you think this is a good idea, yes or no? And why do you think it's a good idea if you do?
Explain that to me again. I didn't quite get it.
All right. President Nixon has been in office only 5 weeks. And he's already off visiting European capitals.
Oh, yes.
Do you think this is a good idea? And if so, why do you think it's a good idea?
Well, I think it's a good idea to prove that we're friendly, you know, to prove friendship. Don't you think so?
Me? I don't know what I think. Mark me down as undecided. And you're on the Monitor Beacon. Thank you.
suffer from nervous headaches, here's why you should try Anacin.
Everyone who works under severe strain often gets tension headaches.
Everyone knows doctors have their choice of pain relievers, but Anacin contains the one doctors recommend most for headaches.
And Anacin gives you twice as much of this as any other leading extra-strength tablet.
In minutes, pain goes, and so its nervous tension goes.
Anacin relieves pain, so relaxes its tension fast. Anacin tablets.
Have you heard about the successful treatment for hemorrhoids? Several doctors, outstanding in their profession, proved this exclusive medication gives prompt temporary relief from pain and actually shrinks hemorrhoids except in severe or persistent cases. It's called Preparation H. Yes, in most cases, Preparation H relieves pain, irritation, and causes a reduction of hemorrhoids. Remember, for best results, follow directions. Preparation H.
The Drifters, a small circle of friends.
1 minute after President Nixon landed here in Brussels tonight, he was atop a red carpeted podium. The King stood next to him. President Nixon stood aside, and King Baudouin gave the opening speech of welcome.
Belgium is glad to be the first country this side of the Atlantic to receive you on the occasion of the journey by which you have chosen to begin the great task that devolves on you in world affairs. You have come to a free and ancient land, which is happy to be the host country of important international organizations, the European Community and NATO. I have pleasure in welcoming you in Belgium and on our continent. We are delighted at the initiative you are taking, since it aims at coordinating for joint action in the cause of peace the views of the United States of America and those of a Europe which, despite the difficulties accumulated by history, is advancing on the road to unity. During this year, which will perhaps be that of man's first landing on the moon. We are more than ever conscious of the gulf between the wonderful possibilities open to us and the obligations which burden the world because of war and want, injustice and inequality. May your journey and your interviews provide an opportunity for friendly nations better to combine their efforts to solve the problems on which the very future of mankind depends. May they also make easier a sincere dialogue and sound agreement with those who are governed by other political systems and who share the awe-inspiring responsibility for world peace. If so, our prayer will be granted.
Your Majesty, I am most grateful for your very gracious welcome, and we in the United States well recall that your Majesty's first official trip to another country after ascending the throne was made to our country. And I am especially pleased, therefore, that my own first trip abroad as president begins in your country. It was exactly half a century ago this year, in 1919, that one of America's greatest presidents paid an historic post-war visit to what was then a devastated Belgium. That was the last occasion on which an American president set foot on Belgium soil. Speaking then to the Belgian Parliament, Woodrow Wilson declared on that occasion, "Belgium's cause has linked the governments of the civilized world together. They have realized their common duty. They have drawn together as if instinctively into a league of right. They have put the whole power of organized manhood behind this conception of justice, which is common to mankind." That, he said, is the significance of the League of Nations. Woodrow Wilson's dream collapsed, and the League failed, as the people of Belgium know all too tragically. But the search goes on for a durable peace, one that symbolizes and embodies what Wilson then called this conception of justice which is common to mankind. Or as I heard Your Majesty describe it so eloquently just 10 years ago in addressing the United States Congress, peace is the tranquility of order. Mere tranquility can be Cold War. But the tranquility of order implies justice. The search for that peace is what brings me now to Europe, to begin the process of consulting with America's allies and gathering their judgments. It seems altogether appropriate that the first stop on such a trip should be Belgium. Belgium maintained, despite the tragic events of 1914 and 1940, its remarkable spirit, and rebounded from each ordeal with the vigor and resilience of what Your Majesty has just referred to as a free and ancient land, and not least, a nation that has played so creative a role during these past 20 years in developing the institutions that give substance to the concept of an Atlantic community. The peoples of our two countries have shared many things. We have been allies in war and partners in peace. But even more important, as we look to the future, are the common ideals that inspire us and that have made the friendship of our peoples so warm and so lasting. I look forward with great pleasure to the prospect of working in the coming years with Your Majesty, with your government, with the Belgian people, As together we press toward that peace with justice, we all so earnestly seek. Your Majesty, as I stand here, I feel that I stand on hallowed ground. For millions of Americans as well as Belgians, this is the soil that twice in 50 years has been devastated by war. And therefore, it is altogether appropriate that this new search for the peace that will avoid that kind of devastation should begin on this soil. I am proud to be here and to be welcomed by you so graciously, and I am confident that at the beginning of this journey, the fact that we start on this soil is a good omen for the future.
President Nixon's arrival remarks here at the Brussels airport. There was some unsolicited background noise as the president stepped off the plane. Unfriendly demonstrators shouting, "Nixon, go home." But after a moment or two, there was a counter battery of friendly demonstrators who said, "Welcome, Nixon." At the moment, Mr. Nixon is uptown in the Royal Palace conferring with Belgian officials. Ray Scherer, NBC News in Brussels.
More later on the president's trip to Europe. Marching Band and Tipsy Gypsy. NBC News on the hour's next, then we'll be back. Morgan for Monitor.